Green shooting for par. He looks at the hole, lines it up, lets it go. It has a chance. It could go. It's good. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by later this hour. Our guest this hour is Ron Darling, the former New York Met pitcher and current Emmy Award-winning baseball analyst for SNY, for WPIX in New York, for the New York Mets. He can also be seen nationally on TBS and on the MLB Network. Ron has written a very interesting book. It is called Game 7, 1986, Failure and Triumph in the Biggest Game of My Life. Baseball fans know the New York Mets won the World Series back in 1986, but Ron Darling in that decisive Game 7 did not pitch well. He did not make it out of the fourth inning. And it turns out that Ron, for 30 years, carried that sense of failure around with him, even though his team won the championship. And after all these years, he decided to write a book about it, and we will talk about it with Ron Darling. Now, I will be joined by another special guest for this interview. Christina is away on assignment for a good part of this hour. So we have a future, an aspiring sportscaster, 13-year-old Eddie Kalenge. That is correct. The Offspring will make his national radio debut, asking one question to Ron Darling. And then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina. Now, Christina, as we mentioned, away on assignment for this first hour of the show this week, whatever that means. But rather than not have an Entertainment Report, Christina recorded one. And if you're a big fan of this show, as most of you are, you will know that, well, that's how we started this whole thing with Christina. She would record Entertainment Reports for us each week, so she did it again, but there's a twist. I get to talk back to it. I get to stop it. And I get to do a rebuttal to almost everything in the Entertainment Report. How much fun is this going to be? Yes, it will be that much fun, so stay tuned. We start things off this hour with This is Masters Weekend. That's right, one of the major golf tournaments of the year. And it is just dripping with prestige. It's dripping with self-importance. The Masters at Augusta National. Everything is perfect. The grass is just as green can be. Look at those trees. Look at the flowers. Do you remember when CBS a few years ago was found out to have been piping in chirping birds to just create more ambiance to make it even more phony than it really is? Oh my goodness. Well, golf on TV is one thing. What about golf on the radio? Yes, it actually happens. You can listen to the Masters on the radio and all of the major golf tournaments. There are four of them each year. And I love the sound of golf announcers on the radio because they cannot speak in a normal tone because they will be shushed by the gallery. And the tournament promoters and organizers will grab the person, beat them to a pulp, and throw them off the golf course. So, rather than people speaking like this, they speak like this. Yes, they speak in these heightened whispers that sound almost, I don't know, somewhat creepy and perverted in a certain way. Here we are, Jordan Spieth, going for the green jacket once again. He's standing on 18. Oh, look at the wind whip through his hair. He tugs at his cap. He looks down at the ball. He grabs that club, his putter, and lets it go. Oh my, it's in the hole, and he wins the green jacket. So now, after 4 days of speaking like this, can they shake that as easily as we think they might be able to? Does Mr. Golf Announcer go home Sunday night and say to his wife, "Hi, honey, how was your day? I had a rough weekend over on the course." Does it continue on to different parts of their life? Really? You know, tomorrow morning when they take their kids to school, "Johnny, don't forget to take your jacket. It's going to be a rainy day." I don't know. Just the overall pretentiousness of golf is something that has really always annoyed me. If you really want a good breakdown as to what golf really means to this country, go search out the George Carlin bit on golf, which is all over YouTube, but don't listen to it with kids in the room because it is quite dirty. And you'll see what I mean. Stay with us. Ron Darling is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jim loves his fried chicken, so when he saw an advertisement for a restaurant that said it had the best fried chicken in the state, he couldn't wait to try it. But the chicken was greasy and salty. Now, Jim is insisting on a refund, or he plans on reporting the establishment to the Federal Trade Commission for false advertising. Is the restaurant in trouble? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The law recognizes that no restaurant would advertise their food as just mediocre. So using words like best is not interpreted by the court as a promise or a warranty. Although Jim disagrees, he is not entitled to a refund. And that's the final verdict.